We're on Mem Dalet Amid Beis, Omer Eish Lakish. Omer Eish Lakish. Amotzi Shemra Laktana Potter. The parsha of Motzi Shemra. Again, what happens is the man says that his wife was not a besula, and he brings Edim to the fact. And if it turns out true, then that she was Mizana when she was an Arusa, so she gets Skila, she's a Nara Murasa, and she gets Skila by her father's house. If it's not true, the Mazim, his witnesses, so he's found to be a liar, then he has to pay 100 kesef, and he has to pay 100 kesef, and we give him Malkus also. So Omer Eish Lakish, Amotzi Shemra Laktana, if he was Motzi Shemra, he married her when she was a Ketana, then he's Potter. Shenemnar v'nosnu l'avi ha'nara, nara mol dibrakosu. Even though many times nara could also include a Ketana, here it says nara sholem, meaning complete, mole, with an hey at the end. Many times in the parish it says nara without a hey, and then it can even mean a Ketana, according to this. But where it says it with a hey, it only means a nara and not a Ketana. Maskil v'avacha baraba, you're telling me the only reason that we know that it excludes a ketana because it says nara moli. Right? Can't be. From the parish itself, you know it can't be talking about a ketana. You don't need a special pasuk hanara, because it says that if it turns out that he's telling the truth, and there's witnesses, she gets killed. If she's a ketana, she can't be killed. So it must be talking about a gedola, at least a nara. Ela kan nara, hakol makom shenemar nara, afilu ketana v'mashma. No, here we don't need the pasuk nara to tell me she's a nara. I would know for sure she has to be a nara. So the fact that it said it comes to tell me that dafka, where it says nara mole, means only a nara. But if it says nara choser, without a hay, then it could even mean a ketana. And the other parashas where it says nara, but it's without a hay, it could even mean a ketana. Rashi. Ma'ar mole dibra kosu, v'chol mokum ksiv nara without a hay, v'chan ksiv nara with a hay mole, lahotzi es a ketana. Ela kan nara, ela haydich si mole lo lelamir al atzmo ba, ulahotzi esaktana. He holds it down. No, it's not that if it wouldn't say nara over here mole, I would say oktana. It can't be, because the parsha is clearly talking about a girl who's chayiv onshin. The belav hachi drosha imit lo oktana, kedamrin la bas onshin. Ela lamir ba kol nara shebetorah. The reason it said it over here is to tell me that dafka over here where it says nara mole doesn't mean only a nara. But every other place where it says nara choser, it could mean even a ketana. Sheksuvim choser lomer shafa ketana b'mashma. V'hachi yolif kan nara kan sheyef shabiktana ksiv mole. Halamadita shekol mokum shekosiv choser afa ketana b'mashma. Kagom ba'onis mafata. Onis mafata says nara without a hay, and there it's even a ketana. Okay. According to this tana. Okay. Tani Shila. Sholosh midos benara. The three different cases concerning Anara Murasa. Bola Aidim Bebeis Chamiha, Shazinsa Bebeis Aviha. If the witnesses came that she was Mizana when she was still in Arusa, but they came after the Nisuin. She's already Bebeis Chamiha, meaning after the Nisuin. But the witnesses came and say she was Mizana before the Nisuin, when she still was in her father's house after the Erisin. And Soklin Osal Pesach Beis Aviha. Then we give her Skila, and we give her skila at her father's entrance, kolomar, as if to say, ru'u gedulim shigidaltim, because we still she was mezana in the father's rishos, so we blame him. Now look what you raised. Bo lo edim beveis aviha, shezinsa beveis aviha. If the edim came still when she was still beveis aviha, the edim came when she was in arusa, and she was still Beveis Aviha, and they said that she was Mazana when she was Arusa, Soklin Osal Pesach Sharair, then we don't stone her in the father's Rishos, but we stone her Pesach Sharair, the Pesach of Beis Din. We'll see the Gemara's learn out of Psukim. Sarcha ula v'sof bagra tidon b'chenik. If she was mezana when she was a nara, but before we had a chance to bring her to Beis Din, she became a bogeris. So the psak din, the gzar din, was on a bogeris. Then she doesn't get skil anymore. She's not a nara murasa. It goes after the psak din, and she is gets chenik like any eshes ish. Mara says the meimer de chol hecha de ishni gufa ishni ktala. Just because her body changed before the gzar din, and now she's a bogeris, her misa changes, even though the misa was generated by a chait that was done when she was a nara. V'ramini, nara hamurasa shezinsa, right, a nara hamurasa who was mezana, umishabagra hotzi alei shemra, and the husband was motzi shemra on her later on when she was already a bogeris. Who ain't a loke, and he's found to be a liar, he doesn't get malkus, they ain't no sin meyasela. He doesn't get malkus and he doesn't pay meyasela, since at the time that he spoke the motzi shemra, she was already a bogeris. He v'zomemeha magdimim lebeis haskila. However, she and the edim zomemim get skila. The Gemara says he v'zomemeha, so could that, it can't be both of them get skila. Either she's going to get skila because what's it called, the edim are not zomemim, or she's not going to get skila because the edim are zomemim and the edim are going to get skila. Ela ohi o zomemeha magdimim lebeis haskila. If it's true, then she gets skila. If it's not true and the Edom are Zo'edom Zomim, they get Skila. But in any case, they get Skila, not Chenek, even though the Edom Lechora came at the time that, what's it called, that she was a Bogeris. So you see, even if the Edis is the time that she's Bogeris, but the sin took place when she was a Nara, she gets Skila. Omar Rava Motsi Shemra Ka Omras, Shani Motsi Shemra De Chidishu. If the whole parsha Motsi Shemra, he claims that she wasn't a besula or whatever, right? So that's a special chiddush. Why? Because a normal woman who was nichnasa lechupa v'lo nivala, right? They had nisuin, but he didn't live with her, so she gets chenek. The ilu Motsi Shemra b'skila, the Motsi Shemra, the same situation would be what's it called, skila. So it's a chiddush. So because it's a chiddush, even if she changed, even if she became bogera, she gets skila. But in a regular case of nara murasa, where there's no motzi shemra, stam edim came and they said that the woman was mezana when she was a nara, but now she's a bogeris, she gets a chenek. Since her body changed, the misa changes. Omer le Rav Huna bereder of Yeshua the Rava, dil machi chodis rachmana heichad lo ishtani gufa. No, maybe the tchidish is only where she's still a nara. But if she taka became bogeris, maybe there it's no, the Torah wasn't mechadish that she gets skila, she still gets chenek. Rashi. Soklin osa pesach beisotiha. No. Bola e sholosh midos, b'misas nara murasa. Three different cases in the killing of nara murasa. Bola eidem beis chamiyah la'achar shenises. If the Edom didn't come until after she already had Nisuin. Shazinsa Vesavia Beirusin, and they are testified that she was Mazana when she was an Arusa, and she's still a Nara now, just that now she has Nisuin. Soklin also Pesel Vesavia, to Hachiksiv, Otsiwes Anaro Pesel Vesavia, Bahai Babo Edom Bebeis Chamiyaksiv. That's when the Edom came, when she was in Nisua, testifying about what happened when she was an Arusa, and she's still a Nara. The Haba Motsi Shemra Ksiv, the Meforish Beikra, the Ekra Veleha, Alma Kishanises, Mashba, that she was already Nesua. And that's when the Edim came and said that she's not a Basula, she was Mazana, the Beis Aviha. Then a whole parsha applies to her, and we stone her not in Beis Din, the Pesach of Beis Din, but the Pesach Beis Aviha. Ru'u Gidulim Shigidalzim, Kolomra Mibayaze, Yotza Nevola, Shebo Zinsa. This is where she was Mazana. Well, she still was in the reshus of her father, so we stone her by the father's house, as if to say, look what this family brought up. But if the Edom came before the Nisuin, while she still was Mevesavia after the Erisin, Soklin Osa Sharair, Dixiv, Kiyed Nara Besula Morasa, Voltsesim Eshneim Osharair, then it's a regular case of Nara Morasa. And the regular case of Nara Murasa, not the case of Motsi Shemra, she gets Skila, b'shar beisdin like everybody else. Tidom b'chenek, if she became a bogeres before the gzardin, then she gets chenek like any eishes tish. Ki heichet the ilu zanoi hashto, if she'll be mezana now when she's a bogeres, she gets chenek. Lav skila ika el chenek. Dechi ksiv skila b'zinsa nara ksiv. Skila is only where she was mezana when she was a nara. Shenemar ki a nara besula. Hashtanami bechenek. Therefore, even though the sin was done when she was a nara, since if now she would do that sin, she get chenek, and now is when the gzar din, she gets chenek. The kiven de ishni gufa bein chet lahamod abedin, since her body changed between the chet and the time that the gzar din was given, ishni ktol el chenhashta. Therefore, she gets the misa she would have gotten had she done the sin now, not the misa she would have gotten had the edim come at the time that she did the sin when she was a nar. Hotzi aleh shemra shekonsa mishabagra v'lo motzala besulim u'bola beisdin. He was motzi shemra, meaning that he said that he was kones her when she was a bogeres, and he married her when she was a nara. He made nesuin when she's a bogeres, and he found that she's not a besula. Hu eino loke im kichesh. If in the end he's found to be a liar, he doesn't get malchus. Ve'eno nosin me'asela, dechik si v'yisro so malchus, v'onshuo so mamon b'naraksi. That's if she's still a nara. But if she's not a nara anymore, then he doesn't get that 100 shekel knas, and he doesn't get malchus. V'ze akima svasav gormer lo li'onesh, k'nim ataris l'kamon, the akima svasav b'bogeres avi. Here, what's causing him to get the malchus and to pay the knas? What he said is when she's a bogeres. So therefore, he doesn't get that halacha, because he would only do it when he said it, she was a nara. He, im emesi haya, but if it was true, and there are edim that she was mezana, then she gets killed. What misa? The zomumeho, edim shoyu me'idim al znusa v'nimtsu zomim. Or if there were edim that said that she was mezana, and then other edim came and mezamim them, magdim lebeis haskila, they get skila. Kolomer yashkimu baboker l'shom, ki ein lohem nos v'hamlota min ha'misa azos. What's it called? It means, makdim, it means they get up in the morning and they go get killed. They have no way of getting out of this. Can't be both. You can't kill her and her zomimim. Right? Either it's true and she gets killed, or it's not true and they get killed. Ela ohi im emes o zomimim sheker. Lebeis haskila ama afagav de ishni gufa the ilu zanoi hashta baschenaki lo amrin ishtani k'tola. Even though if she, what's it called, would have sinned now, when she's a bogera, she would only get chenek. Still, since when the sin occurred, she was a nara, she gets skila. So you see that the fact that her body changed between the sin and the gzardin doesn't make a difference. We go after when the chet was. Moshe shemra ka'amras, ala osve yasirchol v'sof bogra, the tani tana da'ari v'bo la edem v'sadiha, right, you want to ask for Motzi Shemra on a regular case where the girl stam was mezana, not the whole parish of Motzi Shemra. Shani misas habol yideho tzah shemra de baal mishanises. No, this whole parish of Motzi Shemra is a chiddush. Because, lemaisa, the whole thing is that she's getting skilo as a chiddush. The chiddushu. V'lo amrinin ba de mishum de ishtani dina de izanoi hashto baschena ki neima ishtani ktola. The hacht is anoy benaros. Why? Why is it a chiddush? Do anichnas ol chupa v'lo nivelo bi'alma zvizin so bechenek. A woman who was nichnas l'chupa didn't have bia yet. She's still a besula, and she was mezana after the nesuin. She gets chenek. V'teida the ha below bagra nami below otzar shemra afilu benaros ishtani dina. By what's a regular case? Even if she's still a nara. But she had nesuin. She's not a nara hamurasa. She was mezana after the nesuin. She gets chenek. Dinahu de ilu zanoi hashta cheneku de ika hoa v'nichnas ol chupa afa pishalo nivala kivetanya lekamon nara v'lo bogeres besula v'lo baula muurasa v'lo nesua. Says beferish. She only gets skila if she's not a nesua. If she's a nesua, she gets chenek. My lo nesua, inem a nesua mamish hainu v'lo ba'ula. If a nesua means that she already had their relations, then she's a ba'ula. You don't need an extra miut for a nesua. Must be nesua who didn't yet have relations, but they made chuppah. Elalab nichnas l'chuppah v'lo nivala. Alma ilus anoy hashta bas cheneki. She was mezana now, she get chenek, because she's a nesua. So therefore, it's a chiddush. The ilu motzi shemra oleho hashta v'zanoi kodem knisa l'chupa b'skila. But by motzi shemra, if she was mezana now, she's still a besula. She's still a nara. There's no miut of not being a nesua. Alma b'hotzah shemra lo amrina d'mishum d'ishtani dina ilu zanoi hashta l'shniktola habol yedeis nus to mikora. Since the sin happened when she was a nara hamurasa, she's going to get skila by motzi shemra, even though right now she's a nesua. And if she had done the sin now, she would get chenek. So you see that by motzi shemra is a special din, that the din doesn't change. The hilkach ki bogra nomi, therefore if she was a bogeris also, the niseis lo amrinu by motzi shemra, the mishum dishtani dina, the hashta ishtani k'tola de mikara. Therefore, by Moshe Shemra, we don't say that if she became a Bulgaris, her din changes. But by a regular case without Moshe Shemra, Stam, Anisha was Mizana when she was an Arusa. And now she's a Bulgaris, and that's when the Gzar din took place, she would get Chenik. The Dilma Kichodeshmer says no. Maybe Moshe Shemra is only different, right, in the case, Kolomer Hor Raya Demaisis, Mistam Moshe Shemra, Lakan, Lav Raya Hi Lakan. Right, it's no raya from the Stam case of Motzi Shemra that since, even if she would have done the sin now, she have a different din. Since when she did it, her din was different and she gets that original din, that's only when her body didn't change. What changed was, before she was a Arusa, now she's an Asua. So the fact that she's an Asua now, even though if she had committed the sin now, she would get Chenek, but when she committed, she was an Arusa, and nothing changed of her body, just an outside thing changed that she was in a sua, that's where the Torah said the chiddush that she gets skila. Right? The hosam who the afal gab the ishtani dina, the ilu zanoi hashta lo ishtani k'tala, the zanoi mikara mishum lo ishtani gufahu. There her body didn't change, just her status changed. The chiddush, the chiddush Torah, the ishtani dina, chodesh, the ishtani gufah lo chodesh. But the chiddush doesn't apply if her body changed and she became a bogeris. Maybe there, even by Motzi Shemra, she'd only get chenek. Of a bogra ish nigufahi. The iba bol la eid ve besavia isla la meimer sarcha ula vesof bogra bechenek. But Motzi Shemra nami. Misha bogra have leila misne chenek. It could be that even by Motzi Shemra, if the eidim came after she became a bogeris, she'd only get chenek. We have no raya. All we know is that if the eidim came after the nesuin, she still gets skila because the Avera happened when she was in Arusa. But we don't know from there that if she changed, her body changed, and now if she would be Mizana, she'd get chenek, that she doesn't get chenek now also, even though the sin was when she was a Anara.